You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the bunker. In the latest Sick Woman file, I alluded to something that I came across because of a commenter on a Dennis Sperling video. And when I heard what this man had to say, I had to research it for myself. Now, before I get started, this is dated information, but the message is crystal clear and can still be applied to this very day. Now, it's a review of a book called The Elite Way by Tariq Nasheed. And if you don't know who Tariq Nasheed is, he did a series of books called Hidden Colors, which were movies. And before that, he was a quote-unquote Mac player, whatever you want to call it. Now, this particular blog was written on the 23rd of October, 2012. Lots of time between then and now. He goes on to say, I'm writing a book review for a book called The Elite Way by Tariq Nasheed, one of my favorite authors and books I've ever read. 10 rules men must know in order to deal with women. He really goes into depth with this one in terms of how to deal with relationships effectively. This book can be for men and women. He talks about, quote unquote, accepting when it's over. How to get over a breakup, so to speak. Quote unquote, avoiding the hand-pecked dynamic, which is resulting in a lot of men, quote unquote, simping from the start and into the relationship. He explains how it creates this unnatural imbalance in marriages and long-term relationships. One of the most interesting parts of the book is when he goes into the depths of, quote unquote, the 7 levels of disrespect. Straight game, because there are 100% on point. The 7 levels of disrespect, taken from Tariq Nasheed's The Elite Way, with a twist. Level 1, combativeness. This is when your lady starts being combative just for the sake of being combative. Example, if you say, I want us to go get Italian food tonight, she'll say, well, I want to eat Chinese food. Or if you say, I want us to watch an action movie, she'll say, well, I want to watch a comedy. Number 2, or should I say level 2, slick comments. This is when your lady will say random slick comments when you two are having a normal conversation. For example, if you say something like, I'm thinking about writing a book, she'll say, yeah, right, like you could do that. Or, quote unquote, I'm thinking of starting my own business. She'll say, yeah, right, with your dead-end job, how are you going to do that? Level 3, insults. This is when your lady starts attacking your manhood. She'll go for the gusto, too, and say something like, you're a little bitch, or you're not a man, you're a pussy, you're an idiot, etc. She'll say this with a quote unquote playful demeanor and a smile on her face. But the more you let this go unchecked, watch as her demeanor changes and becomes less and less playful. She'll test you to see how far she can push the envelope. Level 4, public embarrassment. This is when your lady will create a drama scene in front of a lot of people at a restaurant, in front of her family, or any social spot. At times, She might even hit or slap you, because most of the time, the law will be on her side with females, and it's considered somewhat politically incorrect to check a female in public. Level 5, slander. This is when the female will throw dirt and salt on your name by saying malicious, false, or defamatory statements or reports of slander against your good name with her friends, family, and even your family. For example, she'll say something like, "He's terrible at sex. He is such a bitch. I cheat on him and he has no idea. He treats me like an asshole mother," when in reality, it's her. Level 6, infidelity. This is when the female becomes so bold with her disrespect that she'll start having multiple sex partners. At times, she'll even sit there and talk with her friend on the phone in front of you so she can get her weak ego boosted. At times, she might even bring her friend around you as she watches you clueless while you and her F-buddy share the same vibe in the same room. Number 7. Set up for robbery / getting murked. And I'm going to throw something else in. Imprisonment. This is the most dangerous of them all. By now, the guy has to have a clue what's going on, unless he is the biggest simp in the world. This is when the female becomes influenced by the guy she's having sex with, and she starts to plot for your downfall and demise. At times, she'll have you set up to be jumped and or robbed by her F-buddy and or his friends. It can get so crucial, she might even plot for your demise. We often hear of church-going housewives on the news caught trying to hire a hitman to kill their husbands to cash in on the insurance money. Miss Dipolito, anyone? But all in all, this was written back in 2012, before social media was a big thing. However, now, with social media, the disrespect levels have gone off the charts. However, I was listening to an old Obsidian video where he talked about the Sun Tzu method of game. He actually did an updated podcast called Sun Tzu and the King's Concubines. Definitely recommend you guys check that out, excuse me. But all in all, basically, what's being said here is, gentlemen, do not tolerate disrespect in any form. As soon as she gets out of pocket, you must dump her on the spot. Period. Point blank. Now, I know a lot of us men, we were trained to, you know, tough it out, stick through it, stand in it. No. Mm-mm. Nope. Now, of course, Tariq Nasheed's a black guy. So, of course, a lot of black men were told that we need to stand in it. You know, tough it out. Be strong and silent. Those days are over, especially with social media on the scene. Gentlemen, this is another reason why, or excuse me, this is the main reason that I myself, even after me and the meat sack formalize our divorce, I will not be returning to the mating market at all. Because now, my self-respect is so high that if a woman were to get out of line with me, I would drop her on the spot. Period. No, I'm sorry, no nothing. See, gentlemen, you're going to have to start keeping those veins cold Like Chris Palmer from F Child Support says, these women out here, especially nowadays, they are cold-hearted. So, gentlemen, you must become cold-blooded if you're going to continue to deal with these modern women. Well, read the blog post. Let me know what you guys think. And if you think of anything else that's disrespectful that these women do, put it in the comments section. And ladies around the world, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and believing that you have the God-given right to disrespect grown-ass men will go out right along with it, because trust and believe, the only thing that's really keeping a lot of you above ground is male restraint. And trust and believe, that right there is going out. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.